We're sponsored by the Keepersall family of wines, available in Tyler's French Quarter on South Broadway, across from the mall at KE Cellars, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, at Fresh by Brookshire's on the old Jacksonville Highway, and at neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas. In the internet age, when no story, no matter how trivial, goes unreported, have you heard a single report of a child dying of starvation in Texas? How about Louisiana or New Mexico? Tennessee, Alabama, Missouri, California, Illinois. Have you seen or heard even one headline along the lines of "child found dead of starvation"? I've never heard of such a story, and I'm a news junkie by trade. But that total absence of any report from anywhere of child starvation doesn't inform the rhetoric of Houston Democratic Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. When congressional Republicans recently tried to slow the expansion of the food stamp program via amendments to a pending piece of legislation, Congresswoman Lee said that their actions would put, quote now, "starving children in the abyss." I ask again, have you seen or heard of an abyss filled with starving children? The food stamp program, now called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, has gone from an emergency program designed to meet exigent need into a program in which just about anyone can enroll at his or her individual option. Poor management of the program has resulted in policy changes and the opening of application loopholes that allow applicants to bypass the income and asset tests that would ordinarily determine eligibility. Many, by some estimates as many as half, of those now receiving food stamps would not have been eligible under the original intentions of the program and are not now eligible under the current nominal requirements. As a result, for those so inclined, if monthly income isn't quite enough for the extended showcase plan from the cable TV provider, it's no problem. One simply frees up the cash by enrolling for food stamps. The grocery money becomes the cable TV money, thanks to the American taxpayer. Food stamp enrollment has more than doubled since Barack Obama took office. The administration defends this statistic in part by citing the 2008 recession. It was a deep recession, no doubt, but not that deep. And the administration now tells us at every opportunity that the economy is heading in the right direction. Taking that assertion at face value for the moment, that correct heading isn't having the desired effect on food stamp participation. Food stamp participation continues to climb. Upward with respect to federal entitlement is definitely the wrong direction. The statistics on food stamp and by extension all federal welfare participation are simply staggering. 46 million Americans now receive food stamps, nearly one in six. Federal welfare programs now consume 6% of the gross domestic product of the largest economy on earth. According to Senator Jeff Sessions of Alabama, ranking member of the Senate Budget Committee, if all federal welfare spending were converted to cash, we could send a check for $60,000 to every household in the country now below the poverty line. That's a bad idea, but it's made devilishly attractive by its pure efficiency. Now, none of this is to trivialize genuine need. There will always be those that need help, and a good and decent society sees to them. But when there are more people receiving federal food assistance than there are holding full-time jobs, as is true today, something has gone terribly wrong. Willfully and systematically expanding government dependency is not the path toward a strong republic. The measure of success for any society is not how many people are being helped by the government. The measure of success is how few people need the help. Sheila Jackson Lee is a demagogue. Children are not currently starving, and none will be put at risk of starvation if we do what needs to be done and restore some sanity to federal programs such as food stamps. It's time for those of us who actually pay for such programs to stand up and say enough to demagogues like Sheila Jackson Lee. That's my word, what's yours? Go to youtellmetexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser, GLEISER. We always have a case of vit. on hand. So said our dinner companions a week ago Saturday. The subject was, of course, wine, and Vit is the distinctive Kiepersal white wine that bears as its name the South African version of the word white. The Kiepersal Texas Vit is just about the ideal way to enjoy a glass of wine when it's hot outside. The Kiepersal Vit is a blend of four grapes, including Sauvignon Blanc and Semillon. Served chilled, as is customary with white wines, it's neither deadly dry nor is it too sweet. It's a wonderful way to beat the heat of an East Texas summer. Our friends know to keep a case on hand because they visited KE Cellars and tried the Texas Vit, something that you can do this very afternoon. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee goes on my tab. The Texas Vit is but one of the wines in the Kiepersal collection, available at KE Cellars in Tyler's French Quarter on South Broadway across from the mall, near Lindale on Highway 69, about a half mile south of I-20, at Fresh by Brookshire's on the old Jacksonville Highway, and in neighborhood Brookshire stores all over East Texas.